All right, we're going to go ahead and get started this morning. Sorry, we're beginning a little bit late. We're going to start with our Finance Committee meeting. As we're all getting assembled, we're going to turn it over to Mr. Greg Kupka, who is going to begin with our safety contact for the morning. I think this might be your first time, Mr. Kupka.
Yep.
Welcome indeed. Thank you very much, Mr. Kupka. Our agenda today for the Finance Committee meeting includes approval of the minutes as well as one action item. Unless there's objection from any member of the committee, we'll consider the agenda today approved. Thank you so much. Moving on, we do begin with approval of the minutes. They're from the May 23rd Finance and Capital Committee meeting. Everyone's had a chance to review. A motion to approve would be in order at this time from a member of the committee. Thank you, Mr. Price. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Goldman. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Minutes are approved. We'll now begin with our main item for today, actually our sole action item for today. The committee will be asked to approve amendments to the FY 2019 operating and capital budgets as well as the FY 20 capital budget. The operating budget amendment will fund costs associated with the Teamsters Local 639 collective bargaining agreement, which covers members of Metro Special Police, while the capital budget amendments reflect projects that will be accelerated as a refinement of the scope of other projects. I'll now turn the floor over to our CFO, Mr. Anasike, and Mr. Webster for their presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. This morning, I will present two amendments. The first amends the FY19 operating budget to fund the recent labor settlement, which the chairman just referred to. The second set of amendments adds money to Metro's FY19 and FY20 capital improvement programs to pay for additional capital project costs. This slide shows, Mr. Chairman, Metro's original FY19 operating budget that was approved in March of last year, along with subsequent board actions, three actions to be precise, that increased the budget to $1.9 billion. Those actions added funds for the Grosvenor turnback, additional bus services, as well as the initial settlements with respect to collective bargaining, Metro access, as well as the CPA cost for Local 922. Today's action, or rather, earlier this month, Metro reached agreement with Local 639, which the board will consider on its consent agenda. That agreement is